tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM and www.freakradio.org. And all the places our evil tendrils reach once they reach out from there. You're tuned to the Morning Thunder program. My name is Phil Free. I have some guests from the Santa Cruz Roller Girls here live in the studio.
Hello.
Got Roxy Scarmichael, Robin Your Life, and Charlie Redstick here in the studio. All from different teams. Why don't you tell us your name and your team so we give them.
I'm Roxy Scarmichael, and I play for the Beach Flat Betties, and I'm also part of the All-Star.
Yeah, I'm Robin Yo Life, and I play for the Lost Girls and also the All-Star team.
I'm Charlie Redstick. I am also a Beach Flat Betty captain, and I am also on the All-Star team.
All right.
Is that the name, All-Star?
Yeah.
The Santa Cruz All-Stars.
I was, just before I came on, I was looking up. You see, we have propaganda on the ceiling of the station. So if you look up, you see this. The long memory is the most radical idea in America. One of my favorite quotes from the way back time. I remember roller derby.
Yeah.
I am old enough to remember roller derby. The Thunderbirds. You're all in a new type of roller derby. You want to tell us what's different? Anybody that even remembers it out there, what's different between the old roller derby
and what you all are doing? Old roller derby was usually on bank tracks, is that correct? And then more theatric than it is now.
Less pads. No helmets back then.
We play on a flat track. We have rules we have to skate by, and we get hurt, but it's not quite theatrical as it once was.
But it's just as fun.
And it's just as nuts to watch. It's extremely action-packed and, you know, lots of spills, lots of big hits, you know. But I think what Roxy's saying is the big difference is we don't plan the spills and we don't plan
the theatrics.
Yeah, yeah. But it's still theatrical in the sense that it's exciting.
It's real.
Yeah, it was like professional wrestling at one point. You know, they'd be flipping people over the railing, all kinds of crazy shit. Well, I'm definitely a fan. I'm not a sports guy. I've never been a sports guy. My wife drugged me over to San Jose bout. The Sheevil Dead and the Oakland Outlaws. And I was a nut. As soon as that thing started, I was like some screaming psycho football guy. Like, come on! I love it. Love it. Love it. So,
it'll bring that out in you, that's for sure.
It does. You can just sit there very quietly, and then as soon as the match starts, I'm fucking crazy. So now we've talked a little bit about the differences, but let's explain to the people that don't understand. What is roller derby? What the hell are you doing? What is this game that you play?
Knocking bitches down on skates.
That sounds fun. I think only girls can do that.
The track is not banked. It's a flat track. We don't skate on the curved track with the railings around it. It's just a flat ground. It's the same amount of people on the track. You have blockers and a jammer. The jammer is the point scorer. There is a penalty box. If you commit a major penalty, you will be sent to the penalty box. Then your team will play without the person who's in the penalty box, and they're released, and then they get to skate. But it's pretty much the same rule. It's the same format, but a little bit different rules, and it's a little more serious than it used to be, or maybe a little more serious than it used to look.
So for people that don't even know what roller derby is, like what, so you got skates?
Yes.
You're skating around
quad
the track.
Skates.
And
quad
you're knocking skates. Bitches down.
Yeah,
okay, we got that.
Down.
Okay, why? They're trying to what? Pass you?
The jammer is trying to pass the blockers.
To score
so
points.
The blockers are trying to knock the other blockers out of the way of the jammer that's trying to get through, because by each person that they pass, they score a point. And the other team doesn't want the other jammer to get through, so they knock the girls down, the jammers down also. So everybody's knocking into each other and trying to knock each other down to get the jammer through or to keep their other jammer from getting through.
Okay. You can knock the jammer down, but you can get penalized.
It's how you knock her down.
It's how you knock her down. So there's ways not to knock her down.
Right.
Let's give me a penalty. What would be a penalty?
There you go, Robin. You take care of
this. Elbows. You can't use your elbows.
At all?
No.
Well, you can use them as long as you don't lead with them. You know? So if you're poking, like, with your elbow, we call it cock blocking.
No cock blocking.
Because you can't cock back your arm and use your elbow as, you know, your form of defense. But your elbows get into it, but you just can't lead with them. So if you want to knock a jammer down, you have to use your hips. Hips are probably the most effective way because that's where your center is, and that's where you can jump into someone and land a jump while you're hitting them out of the way. A lot of girls use shoulders, and that can be effective in certain situations too. Another illegal thing might be, tripping. Tripping happens a lot just because of the nature of, I mean, we're all on wheels out there and
packed in close together.
We're really close together. We're skating in tight quarters and, you know, so it gets hectic. But if you do it on purpose and the ref catches you, then, you know, that's easily a penalty. It can be a minor penalty, but depending on the outcome of what happens, they could call you for a major, and then you get to sit in the box.
That's the penalty? You sit in a box? Or you got other stuff?
Yeah, you sit in the box, just like hockey, you know. And you can get four, during a period, you can get four minors before you obtain a major. And so, you know, some penalties have higher level of punishment than others. But yeah, it's all based on sitting in the penalty box.
Let's talk about the higher level of punishment then. What do they do? What's the worst that could happen to you?
The worst that could happen to you, you could get ejected.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah.
Don't they have like cool penalties though? I've seen like, you know, a whole production made out
penalty
of penalties.
Penalty Mistress, Penalty Wheel.
Yeah, like that. What's
Spank
that movie
Alley.
That we saw?
Spank Alley.
Wheels? Yeah.
Everybody takes a paddle and smacks the...
I don't know if anybody saw Hell on Wheels rolled through town a month ago or two. Played at the... Rio?
Rio.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Seen it a couple times.
Just the spanking part.
Yeah, we did a premiere of that independent film, Hell on Wheels, that was basically chronicling the beginnings of this latest resurgence of roller derby and how what the girls kind of went through in the very beginning back in 2002.
In the great state of Texas.
In the great state of Texas. Thanks, Charlie. it was interesting. It was, I wish there was more skating in that movie, but it was kind of interesting to kind of get a glimpse of what it's like to try to pull off what we're doing, because we all have to contribute to this, this thing. And when you come to see us on March 15th, for our first game of the season, keep in mind that this isn't a production company. You know, we do every single little detail that you will see and experience in that game on the 15th ourselves. And so
major DIY.
Major DIY. Yeah. It's all about grassroots, and all the skaters contribute, and it's pretty amazing.
So y'all, there's a big deal, this bout March 15th.
Yes, it is.
This is your first actual, the start of the season. Y'all built this over, what, the winter? How long you been? When did you start working on this?
I think technically our anniversary is May 1st.
Ah, that's a good anniversary.
So the season, we were kind of in the middle of the season when we started. So we really weren't ready until the following season started happening, so...
So I saw your exhibition bout against the boys. Was it the skate shop and the radio guys?
Yeah.
You know, I personally was wanting to see the corporate radio guys get slammed around a bit. But,
yeah.
But I didn't really know who was who, because they're radio guys. You don't know what they look like.
Radio guys / Santa Cruz skate shop guys.
They definitely left with their tail between their legs. Because I think they thought that, you know, we were, you know, just... kind of going to take it easy on them or something, and they were really talking a lot of smack on the radio and stuff.
Yeah,
and these guys get out there and they're just like, you know, Bambi on Ice, and there was one guy that they brought in that actually could score some points because he's like an ex roller hockey guy, and
that's what he looked like. He looked like a ringer. Hockey player.
Yeah, yeah. So we tease him that he's the ringer. And
well, they have like an 8 foot tall African American guy. I saw him got taken out by the smallest girl on the team.
That's awesome. Pippi
tackled somebody, I believe.
They did not.
You're not really supposed to allowed to tackle, are you?
No.
Not without
but
a,
you can
not
tactically
without a
tackle. So March 15th at the Civic, big bout. What time is that going to start?
Doors open at 6.
Oh, and it's called a bout, by the way, for people who don't know. That's the name of the match. They're called bouts.
Doors open at 6, and the tickets are on sale. If I were you, I'd get them soon because they're headed towards selling out. But you can get them at the box office at the Civic, or you can get them online at their website.
Yeah. Big deal. Santa Cruz doesn't have a professional sports team, as far as I know. And I don't even think they have a college football team. I don't think anybody would be too threatened by the banana slugs coming onto the field. this is a big deal. And it's maybe, you know, maybe the type of sport that the freaks in Santa Cruz could actually get behind. You know, it's not like if we had a football team, who the fuck would go?
I know, we need a little good girl-on-girl violence in this town, I think.
And it's friendly. I remember seeing the Evil Dead and watching them fight. And they've bowed at each other for years, so they're like friends. And between bouts, they're talking and chatting it up. And as soon as the whistle blows, they're knocking the shit out of each other. And it's not... one thing I really noticed is... very different, I think, than male sports that I've seen in male sports when I get involved in. You may say good game when it's all over with, but that competitive stuff just never stops. Like in contact sports, guys want to kill each other, and they really want to kill each other. It's kind of like the matches I've seen, you girls can, you know, kill each other just for 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes, right? Is that like 2 minutes to kill each other, and then you can be friends again, you think. You think you'll all still be friends again? It's probably taken those other teams a long time.
Well, we're playing the San Jose team. They're called the Silicon Valley Roller Girls. So,
that's right.
We're, you know, this is not a game that we're playing within our own league. So since these girls are on our turf and they're coming in from another, you know, region of roller derby, we don't like them. And we're not planning on being friends with them. Well... they're fine off the track. They're great girls, but during that game, and it's not just the 2 minutes. It's going to be the entire game that they are our target. They are our enemy, and we intend on putting the smackdown on those girls because that's the only way we can bring it. I mean, they're coming into our, you know, turf, and this is our first game, and Santa Cruz is our home, and we have to show everybody what it's all about, and that we are not going to have any mercy for these girls. Mm-hmm. Zero. No smiles, no high fives, none of that shit.
Nice. This is like, it's already a grudge match, kind of. There's going to be an intense match. You got to come out March 15th. Tickets are selling fast at the Civic, which is, that's a
Civic
big...
Civic Auditorium, downtown.
How many
Santa
seats
Cruz?
They got there? That's huge. I mean, it's the biggest thing we got here.
1,100 seats.
So there'll be some skating. There'll be, oh my God, you have a damned patch on your jacket. Oh my God. I'm going to have to open Uncle Phil's damned file and to end their show out. Anyway, I digressed. So Silicon Valley Roller Girls, is that like their all-star team, a conglomeration of their best players from their best teams, and you got your best players from your best team? I mean, you're going to start with the baddest assed bout of them all.
It's
going to be something else. So you have, there's teams. There's how many teams in Santa Cruz?
Three.
Now, what was that? Where was that? The news I saw there was four.
Count. Well, they mistakenly announced the Roll Patrol, which is our ref squad, as a team.
Yeah, I saw that on the news on Channel 8 or something.
And then
like
they retracted it the following night, I believe. Yeah.
But technically, there are four teams because we have the three interleague home teams, and then we have the all-star team. But of course, the All-Star team is made up of the best of the three teams. So,
so is the All-Star team, is that like your away team? If you go somewhere else, you send the All-Stars?
Yes.
Show it, bring it. Mm-hmm. Nice. March 15th, we're going to play a song. If I could find my music file, I'd play some Damned right now,
yay,
but I can't.
The Damned.
In the dark, their faces filled with sadness, sorrow drawn from your night. Surviving on old glories, but now the glories have died. Once proud, but now forlorn. Gnarled hands hold canes where their guns once were before. Taunted by the children whose parents' lives they saved. Forgotten by a state whose leg in war he gave. Silver gleams upon his chest, though sweat gleams on his brow. Dignity, then let the young men go. Another day, another statue falls out in the dawn. Weather
say, give us, it, it,
matter
of
fact,
if you give us a station ID. I am so-and-so from Santa Cruz Roller Girls, and you're listening to Freak Radio Santa Cruz.
I'm 101.1. Roxy Carmichael. What am I doing?
We use those for
I'm
the blooper ones.
I'm my cupcakes. 101. 1 FM.
She has the secret to moist cupcakes.
And I'll tell you if you come on March 15th.
March 15th. Civic Auditorium. Doors open when?
6
p.m.
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. What else
tickets.
Are you going to do? Beautiful spring Saturday in Santa Cruz. Just a couple blocks from downtown. You just stagger over to the Civic Auditorium where they'll be having it. They've got beer.
They have beer.
You can get drunk at this thing, man. It's a crazy.
Beer and hot dogs.
Loud music and shit. I've heard some really good soundtracks at some bouts. Pretzels. You got to come out. That's going to be really good. My my wife, Rolita, called up while we were off the air. She wanted to make sure that her team got mentioned. So You want to talk about what are the teams? I kind of was going that way.
The teams and the themes.
Go ahead, Betty.
You got three teams.
We have the Beach Flat Betties.
Beach Flat Betties.
Which are the cutest girls on the league. And then there's... Whoa. Just saying. And then there's the Lost Girls. And then the Fistful of Dollies.
The Lost Girls has a vampire theme, as you can imagine and guess. That it's kind of a spinoff from the Lost Girls movie. I mean, the Lost Boys movie from the 80s that was filmed here in Santa Cruz. And the Fistful of Dollies is kind of the outlaw cowboy, cowgirl theme.
Fistful of Dollars, you know, the movie Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I got it.
Clint Eastwood's a local dude, kind of, here. Filmed some movies here, too, which is kind of neat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he's, you know, mayor down south there.
Carmel. Yeah, he lives in Carmel. But they filmed a couple of movies at the boardwalk.
That's right.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah, well, Lost Boys, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the Clint Eastwood movies. Remember what was that one movie that they filmed where the guy got stabbed on the merry-go-round by the unicorn, went through the roof of the merry-go-round? Remember that one? Call in if you remember the name of it.
427-3772. Oh, yeah, I got to keep saying that. 427-3772 is call-in line. Got three of the Santa Cruz Roller Girls here. Getting ready for their first bout. Now, still got the Beach Flat Betties. And the Lost Girls. Now, so the Lost Girls is claim their turf is like the boardwalk area, from what I understand. That's the scuttle.
It's a war zone. Yeah. Two teams.
Because it occurs to me that's like right, it's kind of in the middle of what would be the Beach Flats. Betty's.
Yeah, so
kind
it's
of
technically
on that,
ours.
Flank.
Well, if you go from the bowling alley to the right, I guess it would be the Lost Girls territory and all the rest is ours.
No. We own the boardwalk. We own the boardwalk.
You can't own the boardwalk. Yeah. That's
boardwalk
where
bowl is ours
stuff
too.
Is filmed.
See that's
so
what I was sensing.
Territorial.
There's
gonna be a battle
dispute.
Over territory. It's gonna be that way.
So it's getting ugly already. A season's just getting ready to start.
We have tricks. We have
grudge
plans
matches
for
are
the
coming.
don't try to bully me.
You know, it's just the way it is.
Tell me. How did you get here? We kind of touched on before. It started in Texas.
Yes.
Some women in Texas decided to skate around and knock each other down. What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, so around, I guess it would be 2004 is when I started playing roller derby with the Rat City Roller Girls in Seattle.
A friend of mine's got your t-shirt.
This is Robin Yolife talking, by the way.
Not your t-shirt, but the band. The team I saw.
Yeah, so I played with them for about 3 years and then moved to Santa Cruz last year and decided that Santa Cruz needed roller derby and roller derby needed Santa Cruz.
Yes.
So
I think you're right.
So we, you know, we started it up and the next thing we knew we had a ton of girls interested in playing, and up until recently I've been acting as the head coach, and now we've got other, you know, coaches that are pitching in to help out, and now I'm kind of on a team like everyone else, and so it's a little different role for me, because it's been almost a year that I've been coaching, but it's fun, and all the girls really love it. They're, you know, it's roller derby is a beautiful animal. it's a very unique experience for women, and so you know, you learn something about yourself in roller derby that you wouldn't otherwise, and I think the girls here could speak to that. It's pretty interesting.
Absolutely. There's a huge there's a big difference between all the girls. There's you could be young and going to college, or you can be married and have children,
yeah,
and
old like us,
and you shouldn't let that stop you, because I'm, you know, the senior most player, and senior most, and you know, if you want to be a roller girl, you should just get on your skates and be a roller girl. I mean, you should do it.
Yeah,
we've had a couple of call outs, and we've had a lot of people, you know, express interest and come skate with us over the last few months. We're gonna have another. Probably, tryouts.
What are you talking about?
Tryouts and stuff like that, probably in the future. So you can look at the website and ask questions if you're interested.
Well, so what we're doing now in terms of new members wanting to join up is that we're allowing them into the league on an off skates membership. We have a different program for people that want to be involved but don't want to skate. But then how we're doing it for the girls that do want to skate is that they start out in the Ghost Rider program, which is the program that is the, you know, where that all the girls that are off skates end up. But then they work their way into an on skates membership. But it's a way to kind of get them started, get them involved, get them on a committee, and see where, you know, they would fit in terms of team, or, you know, see where they are at skill level wise. Because a lot of girls come to us that need a lot of training, and some don't need as much. And so we just kind of fit you into the different program that we can fit you into. So it's pretty cool because it's really open. It's not this like exclusive club that's only for the cool, awkward girls.
Yeah, we're all pretty much
cool. Even though it seems like it, you know, we're really welcoming, and we have lots of different opportunities for girls to come out. And actually, we're hoping by the end of our first season to start a junior derby for younger girls. So maybe junior high age or younger. Maybe even elementary school, depending on our resources. So, you know, we really want to contribute to the sport itself, and give back to the community at the same time. So I see it, and a lot of the girls do, as a way to foster the growth of the sport, is allowing the younger girls and giving them an opportunity to do it. Because, I mean, where else can you go as a young girl and engage in a full contact sport? You just can't. And it does wonders for girls' self-esteem, and even us grown girls' self-esteem.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of the bigger vision to it all.
Hmm. Well said.
Well said, Robin. Nice.
I agree.
Nice. Very nice.
A lot to say. Well, so how about... You kind of leaned a little bit there towards the community service angle. I heard on our PSA over there that you guys are involved in all kind of things around town. I'm sure listeners of Free Radio are all into, you know, community service and the things going on around town. So what else do you guys do?
Well, we have a community first committee, and they help out Second Harvest Food Bank and the Santa Cruz AIDS and Walnut Avenue Women's Center. We do some work with them, and they'll have their representatives at the bout also giving information and everything on how our fans can also support these organizations who are in dire need of help. So it's not just our selfish sport of us playing roller derby. We really kind of reach out and help the community as well. It's very fulfilling.
That seems very much like professional sports people should do that. You know, they, I mean, they do that. We don't have that in Santa Cruz.
Well, we don't have a lot of money to give. Like, I mean, let's say like football players can like give money. We give our time and our money.
Role models of some kind. So you got to stay off the steroids and stuff. That apparently is bad for our role models to do.
No. Isn't a portion of our proceeds do go to?
This every bout that we do at the Civic, we're going to give a percentage of our overall proceeds to a charity. And this coming up bout on March 15th goes to the Walnut Avenue Women's Center. And actually, those folks will be down there at a table offering information about their organization. And we just, you know, we'll choose one different charity each bout so that they can represent what they're all about and we can support them.
So you come out March 15th, watch these cool girls knocking bitches down. They said it. They said it. So I can get away with just, you know, I'm quoting what they said. And, you know, do good things. Support charities, community causes in town, while being drunk off your ass watching this crazy spectacle that you really You should take it from your Uncle Phil. If you haven't seen it, you gotta see it. Nothing like what you saw on TV way back when. It's very DIY, real people, really knocking bitches down.
And really cool uniforms.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Really cool uniforms. Yeah, yeah, that kind of thing. March 15th, somebody mentioned the website. Do you want to go to their website? And I'm sure you can find out about future bouts coming up, too, because this show will probably be rebroadcast for who knows how long. So we're talking about March 15th, 2008, first bout, the Santa Cruz Roller Girls here in Santa Cruz. You want to give your website?
Yeah, well,
info?
Can I also give a shout-out to our sponsorships and our sponsors? Well,
as long as they're not some, you know, corporate...
No. I don't want to...
I don't think you have any of those.
We're not going to... Actually, that's not the angle I'm spinning here.
Spin away.
The angle I'm spinning is since we are DIY and totally grassroots and we depend on our members to get us through, it's the community that's really helping us kind of get to where we need to go. And so if you are interested in aligning yourself with such an organization that will supports the community and you want to give your business some exposure at the Civic and otherwise, we have some really unique sponsorship opportunities and packages. So if you're interested in that, you can email info@SantaCruzRollerGirls.com, and our website, there's some info on there as well at SantaCruzRollerGirls.com. So without the sponsors, we're telling you, we couldn't do this, because it's not like, you know, we have a bunch of corporate money pouring into us, and actually a lot of our bigger sponsorships aren't cash. They're in kind for services. And so we're looking for help wherever we can, and we promise we'll love you real good.
Yeah, we pay to play. I mean, a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, y'all, y'all pay dues, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we do. You know, we
pay to skate.
We pay for our free radio around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even old farts like Uncle Phil. I have not been grandfathered yet. I still have to pay dues. So you built it yourself on your own money. In your own time, your own sweat. It's so DIY, it's not even funny. Check out the website, March 15th, Civic Auditorium, 6 p.m.
Right. Be there.
You can still call in. Be here for a couple more minutes, 427-3772. If anybody's fucking awake out in Santa Cruz. I know, you're used to just listening to my show and waking and baking. Nothing going on. There's never a reason to call. I'm usually just reading some bizarre ass news or something, but this is news. This is bizarre ass news in Santa Cruz.
Totally
I think
bizarre.
Yeah,
it's history in the making. And you can be part of it by calling.
The first of many bouts. We are going to have a season here. We will be playing more games.
Yeah, this is just the start of the season.
This is just the icing on the moist cupcake.
And y'all got the Civic Center, right?
Do that again.
So you're going to be at the Civic Center.
Yes. Our games will all be at the Civic Center.
All bouts will be at the Civic Center. If you can't find the Civic Center,
if you've never been
there,
it's amazing.
I'm not going to tell you how to find the Civic Center.
Every seat's an awesome seat. It's general admission. Every seat's an awesome seat. You can see the whole floor from anywhere you sit in the place.
And there's
beer. It's very intimate. And you can drink
pretzels.
Beer.
Pretzels.
Do we say how much it was to get in? We should if we didn't.
It's $10 for kids and $15 for adults. And then the Civic adds on service charge. So sorry about that, but just the way it goes.
It's all well worth it, though.
Wait, so they add on top of what you just said?
On top of what I just said, yeah.
So we don't know how much
it's
it
like
is?
It's like a couple of dollars.
It's like $2 or something.
So around 13, wait, 56, 17?
17 for adults.
Under,
and around
somewhere
there.
Under
if you're 13, 13 and under is considered child. 13 and under.
No, not 13 and under.
Oh, 12 and under. I'm
12
sorry.
12 and under.
12 and under.
So if you're a teenager, you're an adult.
So there's somewhere under $20
Saturday.
Bucks, and you know
Saturday,
you just spend the rest on beer or something, and you'll be fine. March 15th,
and it's a kid friendly event, so you know,
kid friendly event.
Bring your kids. We're getting a lot of questions. I'm
gonna bring my kid.
Yeah, I mean, bring your kids. It's gonna be exciting, and you know, if you daughters and sons, boys like it too. You know, so bring the whole family. It's kind, and that's why we have the event on a Saturday in the early evening, so people can bring their kids. It's not like, you know, show up at 9 o'clock and your kids should be in bed already or whatever. So
some leagues do
bring
it that
the
way.
Family.
But we want to make it available to everybody.
Talk amongst yourselves first. Hey, Free Radio Santa Cruz, I'll put you on the air in just a second here.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Figure out
so anyway, I think we have a caller.
Bikini,
yeah,
moist
just,
cupcakes.
Moist cupcakes. Bat phone. Is that you? I think you're hanging up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, there we go. Is that you?
No, it's me.
Oh, there you go. No, you're on the air.
Hey, hello. Thanks for calling.
I'm such
hello?
A rookie at
this
that.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I'm glad to hear all you guys in the studio finally on the Morning Thunder show.
Who is this?
This is Skidmark Bob calling in.
Hey. What's up?
What's up?
It sounds great. I'm glad that you guys got the Roller Girls together because, yeah, definitely this is something that Santa Cruz needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I support it fully.
Thank you.
You going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go. What's the 15th?
Yes, 15th. Saturday.
This Saturday, okay.
This Saturday.
Good thing we're plugging it down. This Saturday at the Civic.
Hey, you know what we should do is post this interview on Indie Media, Santa Cruz Indie Media.
Yes, you
should. Hey, you should do that, Bob.
I could help you with that, Phil.
Hey, can you do that, Bob? I'm going to leave it, you know, where I leave it, you know, in my file on the hard drive.
And then people can know more about it and listen to the interview again all forever.
Because it's history.
Great idea.
In the making.
So all right, this is awesome. I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing, and I'll be there and be rocking out with you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gabe. All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Bob.
All right, later.
Yay, we had a caller.
Yeah.
A caller.
People do love us out there.
That could be you. I mean, it'd be hard for that to be you, but you could call 427-3772. Got a couple more minutes. Santa Cruz Roller Girls. When are you going to be able to talk to a Santa Cruz Roller Girl? I mean,
yeah.
I know y'all have been on some of the bigger stations that, you know, probably if you called in at one of those shows, you'd be in line.
Yes.
You'd be waiting on hold and probably not even get your chance to talk to a Santa Cruz Roller Girl because you'd be on hold for like 10 minutes. But we're smaller. We're DIY,
so
kind of little
cooler.
Family-run operation.
Do you know who called us? We were on the Ron Owen show last week. And you know who called us? Called in to talk to little old us was the creator of roller derby's son, Jerry Seltzer.
That was so...
Creator of roller derby?
His son. Leo Seltzer's son, Jerry Seltzer, called us to say what's up. So,
wow.
You know, we're a hot commodity.
So Leo Seltzer started. So how long ago did that start?
The 30s.
Like the
30s? Yeah.
The 30s.
I mean, you can see black and white footage.
Yep.
And
before TV.
I forget what her name was.
Roller derby started before TV.
Yeah. I remember the Thunderbirds back in my day. It was very much like watching wrestling.
Santa Cruz had a roller derby team.
Yeah.
It was called the Santa Cruz Royals.
Yep.
And they played at the Civic Center where we're playing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Isn't
check that out.
Pretty cool history.
The T-Birds played at the Civic, too.
Yes, they did.
The T-Birds played?
T-Birds, Bay City Bombers, all those
so
teams.
This is some Santa Cruz history you probably didn't know.
So their spirits are going to be flying all around us as we're skating out there.
Yeah, they're going to be guiding us and helping us.
Yep.
I might know some people that could evoke some spirits in the place.
I bet you do.
That's another show. All right.
Scared.
We're going to get out of here if y'all aren't calling in. Roller Girls, got anything
Thank
more to say?
Thank you for having us.
To know before we go?
What do we want people to know?
You know, world peace, we know that shit.
Yeah.
It's National Roller Girl Day.
Oh, yeah. It's National Roller Girl Day.
So,
we decided.
As of now, we just decided that.
Yeah. And show up on the 15th.
Yeah, don't be one of those jerks that... You know, Sunday or Monday rolls around, you're like, damn, everybody I know went to that game. I should have gone.
Be talking about
Get
it.
Get a ticket now. Yeah. We know you don't like to do, like, you know, buy tickets in advance in Santa Cruz, but this is the one you need to make sure you get a ticket for because the day of, the ticket price goes up.
Ooh.
So don't let that happen to you. Or if it sells out, then you're going to be like sitting on the front steps, drooping your head. So
drooping your head.
The price goes up. It's less money for beer. Santa Cruz, don't space this.
Don't space out.
Don't space it.
Forget about it.
Did you want to talk about that?
I don't know enough.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
There might be an after party somewhere.
There is going to be an after party.
At the Blue Lagoon after party.
Is it the Blue Lagoon?
Yes, Blue Lagoon after party.
That'd be a crazy after party.
Come congratulate the Santa Cruz Roller Girls for their win.
All right.
There's going to be a DJ and
it's going to be
that.
A brutal
and I'll be there.
Win.
The Blue Lagoon is on.
And Roxy will be there.
I will be there.
Pacific That's reason Avenue. Enough alone.
Roxy Scaramichael will be there with her moist cupcakes.
Moist cupcakes.
Yeah, moist cupcakes. And we're going to be drinking with the Roller Girls after their win at the Blue Lagoon, after they win March 15th at the Civic Auditorium. You'll probably win, what, around 7?
We're going to put the beat down.
7:30.
You'll start winning around 6, but you'll probably have won
game
by
starts 6:30.
Game starts at 6:30.
So probably by 7:30 we'll
done
be
kicking
have done
ass
put
by
the,
bat,
the beat down on him.
Have the beat down on the vision. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for coming in, y'all.
Thanks for having us.
I had a damn song somewhere. There we go.
Damn song.
I'm going to go out with this one and then line up the next hour's worth of whatever the hell is going to run. You're tuned to Freak Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM. I'm Phil Free. It's Morning Thunder program. And that's some Roller Girls. Yay. Isn't that kick-ass? That's some kick-ass fucking freak radio right there.
Fucking...